July 27th, 2005. I am interviewing Thomas R. Turey, T-U-R-R-E-Y, at the Mexican Heritage Center in San Jose, California. I am Christine Navarro. Good morning.
Good morning.
Or afternoon, I guess, right? How are you today?
Okay.
And also present is Mrs. Turey. Your first name now, please?
Maria.
Maria, okay. I'd like to ask you a little bit of questions about your background, where you were born.
I was born in Los Angeles.
Okay, and you were on your date of birth?
July 25th, 1924.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents, and can you tell me their names, please?
My mother's name was Anna Acevedo.
Can you spell that for me, please?
A-C-E-V-E-D-O.
Okay.
And my dad's name was Thomas.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your parents? Any recollections that you have about your parents?
It's not too much. It's just hard to remember.
Were they born here? Were they born in...
Yeah, my dad was born in El Paso, and my mother was born in San Diego. And that's about it. I can't remember anything else.
Okay. Did you grow up in California?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you go to grade school?
In Merced, California.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the school?
Galen Clark and John Muir.
Okay.
And Merced Union High School.
Okay. Can you, let's talk a little bit about the Braceto program and your participation in it. Can you tell me a little bit about when you started?
About 1958.
Okay. And what was your role in the program?
I was a supervisor for Stuart Hill Commissary Services.
Okay. And what exactly is Stuart Hill?
They contacted different ranches or people, and we went in and fed them. Let's see. Indeed. We just go in there and take over the kitchen and get the help in the kitchen.
Would you hire the help?
I used to hire the help, yeah.
Okay, and then you would go to different ranches, or did you have so many ranches?
No, we had so many ranches. I've done in Merced, we had the Del Monte camps, and then I used to go down to Arvin in Bakersfield, had camps there, and had some in Lancaster, and then later on I was transferred here to San Jose, so I had all the camps here in San Jose.
Okay, let's talk about the Del Monte camp. Can you describe that to me?
Well, they had orchards of peaches. And there was about 15 camps in there.
And how many braceros do you think were?
Oh, gee, we used to feed a lot of them.
Big guess.
Yeah.
Any guess?
Oh, about 2,500.
Okay, wow.
And then in Bakersfield, in the Arvin camp, we used to have about 2,500, too.
Can you spell that for me?
A-R-V-I-N.
And what was the main crop there?
Watermelons and cantaloupes.
And did you handle these camps all at one time?
Yes.
Okay.
And I used to go once a week and take orders from the cooks, and then I used to mail it in, and then they deliver all that to the camps.
Okay. So explain how the system would work for me, please. Someone who's a novice and has no idea how this would work. You would take orders from the camps. You would go to the camps?
Yes. We had different, all the cooks were Spanish, and all the help they used to pick up was Spanish. And I used to go and put up the order and mail it in.
Just a minute. Okay, sorry. So you would go in and take the orders from the different cooks?
Yes.
Would you hire the cooks and all the staff?
Mm-hmm.
What was any certain criteria to become a cook or...
No, not rightly. As long as they knew how to cook, well, I'd hire them.
How many would you need to staff a kitchen for each camp?
There'd be about Ooh, at least 10 with the helpers.
And would they live on site?
They did. Well, they'd work for about $250 a month, and then each day have their eats and their sleep where they slept.
And what time would be like a normal day for operating hours for them?
Well, it'd be from, well, in Bakersfield, they used to go in at about 5 o'clock in the morning and they worked till about 12. And then Merced was from about 7 to 7.
Now, how come in Bakersfield they only work till 12 noon?
Because it's hotter than hell.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I wouldn't
have
that.
And I used to come in, and a lot of times I'd pick them up and take them back to the camp because they wouldn't wait for the ride, so I'd drive them back in.
Now, did you, let's go back to the Del Monte camp. Let's start there. Was it a large kitchen? Was it a small kitchen?
It was a large kitchen.
And where did they furnish everything that they needed?
They did, yeah.
And so you would just hire the staff?
Yeah.
And then you would take the orders?
Right.
Describe, or do you remember what the orders would be, how large the quantities would be?
Well, like the meats, we used to have 3 of beef, 3 of pork, and then All Falls would have tongue and tripe once a week. They'd get that.
That's good to know. One of the issues is the food that was served. Can you describe some of the meals that were served? Because they're saying that they're calling them Anglo sandwiches, is what I used to hear. So can you tell me what was served in tripe right
there? Well, rice and beans, and then the regular meat.
Okay, and like for breakfast, what was served for breakfast?
Thick. It'll be a regular meal. I would think I forgot it.
Chorizo.
Well, yeah, chorizo and
eggs.
Eggs. And
tortillas.
Tortillas and rice and beans and so on.
Okay, and how did you serve so many people? I mean, did you ever run out of food? Did they run out of food?
No, it was my job to keep it up. And then whenever we had any increase in guys, I'd have to call in and get some more food.
Did you often have an increase in...
Oh, yes. I had to get back to camp, to the office, and then be phone calls that I have to go back again and get so many, there would be so many nationals coming in, and I had to go and get some more food and more help to help in the kitchen.
Were they just served one meal at each... sitting, or were they able to come back for seconds, or was it just...
Oh, yeah, no, they could get seconds all the time.
Now, did you have to handle the beverages as well? Like water or juices, you know, or...
Well, there was milk.
Okay.
Coffee
and so on.
Okay, and the water, was that your responsibility as well?
Yeah.
And so you had to have not only the staff in the kitchen, you had to have them out in the fields as well?
Yeah. I used to take the meals out to the kitchen, to the field for them. They were bagged lunches, and I'd take it out there. And
how would you distribute the lunches?
Well, I'd give them to the foremans, and they'd pass them out to the different nationals.
And how did you carry 2,500 at one point? I mean,
I'd have a pickup that I used to use.
And what would you serve in the sack lunches? What would be an example?
Well, beans and meat, well, pork and...
For the lunch, the sack lunches,
yeah.
Though?
Uh-huh.
Burrito. And tortillas?
Yeah, and burritos.
Okay, and burritos, that's
yeah.
How you would serve it?
They'd get about 4 each. And then they have Kool-Aid, and I used to take Kool-Aid too, and they used to drink Kool-Aid.
Now, were they, because of the amount of men, I mean... Did you do it at different times each section? I mean, did
no,
you have the travel?
One shot.
One shot.
Well, not just the one in Arvin. I used to. We had all those men, so that was it. That's the only time that I had to deliver meals.
Now, and how did you, when you had multiple camps, how did that work?
Well, I'd go from camp to camp and check the camps as I... Every day I'd go out about... I'd leave the house about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'd go all the way, and I'd come back by 7 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
That was every day.
So you didn't always distribute all the food. Somebody, you would
hire? No. They would bring it from the trucks from Berkeley.
Okay. Can you describe the Arvin camp to me? What that was like?
It was a pretty big camp.
Were the housing, or the facilities for the housing, were they tents or were they actual barracks? Or?
No, they were housing, small housing. It used to be for people that, well, before that, it used to be a camp for people, well, families. Then we took over the camp in the summertime.
And why did you take over the camp in the summertime?
Well, that's where the braceros were.
Okay, so the braceros were only there in the summer?
Yeah.
And not in the winter?
No.
And was there anyone living on the facilities, in the facilities during the wintertime?
Most of the time, yeah.
And who?
They were families.
Oh, their families.
Yeah.
Okay, so they would not only bring just the men, but their families as well.
Right.
Was that common?
No, not the bracero. It was just different families used to come and stay there.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm confused. The
no.
Families are the ranchers' families, or?
No, they were just people that used to go from town to town and work in the fields.
So, like the migrant families.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily braceros, but they...
No, they were. The only time we were there when the watermelon season and the cantaloupe season was in.
Okay, so you handled it not only for the braceros, but for the family, the migrant families
No,
as well.
No. That was just that particular time that the braceros come in, we'd take over the camp.
And then you would come in and serve them?
Yeah.
Now, would you serve the families as well? For
No, they were gone. They were gone, yeah.
Okay, so they were different times when they would come in.
Right.
Ah, okay. My misunderstanding. I apologize. And that would happen at all the camps or just the Arvin camp?
Just at Arvin camp.
Okay. Now, were there migrant families working at the different locations as well?
No.
So just the Arvin camp was
yeah.
the only camp that would
right.
happen. And why was it only at the Arvin camp?
I don't know.
Okay. Were there any Mexican officials that would come and check on...
Oh, yes. We had the federal government. We had the state inspectors and so on. They used to come and check the camp.
And
see
what would they look for?
We would look for feeding them, that we fed them right. We used to have menus that they had to check and check the camp and see that everything was done right.
Okay. And everything... Was there any ever complaints on the food or...
Not in my beat.
Okay. And how long did you work for them?
Well, until about 54 to 68.
What was the hardest part about your job?
Just traveling.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you have to go to each campground each day?
Every day.
How many miles between each
plenty,
camp?
Plenty. Plenty miles, yeah.
I'm sure.
I used to actually take it to the doctor, too. Like here in San Jose, the DeRigo brothers, I used to take them to the doctor for medical services, and then I used to make money orders for them.
Really?
And used to carry the money back to the bank and make them, put them out for each one of them.
Now, how many money orders would you say in just one trip to the bank would they ask you?
Oh, there was plenty. It was about at least 50 anyway.
Large amounts or small amounts?
Large amounts.
How much do you think was the average for a money order, to ask you for a money order?
Well, they'd vary from about $50 to $100, and then total I used to have about 15 to $20,000 for it to take.
So you would do it for the entire camp?
Yeah.
How did you keep track?
No, that was just the one camp, and the DeRigo brothers, I used to do that for them.
And now why just for that camp?
I don't know, because I think was it now? Well, they called the company and they asked me to do it, so I had to do it.
So it was an additional service that
yeah.
you all provided?
Right. And also, we used to feed, have some beds for them that we used to pack in there. In the Arvin camp, we had to take all the beds, everything.
Oh, they didn't have any facilities whatsoever?
No.
And this other camp, I'm sorry, can you spell it for me?
Which one?
The Durigo?
D-A-R-R-I-G-O.
And where is that located?
Right here in San Jose. And they have one in Salinas. But that was a different... I didn't supervise there. They had other supervisors that were there.
And what was the crop in?
Lettuce.
Lettuce?
Yeah.
And what was the heaviest time that they would come in, that most of the braceros would come in?
I mean, what time?
Yeah, what time of the year?
Oh.
Fall, spring?
What year was it?
Hmm?
What was the season?
For lettuce?
Yeah.
Well, the spring, I guess.
Okay. And can you describe the conditions at the Darigo camp?
What do you mean?
Were they tents? Were they barracks?
No, they were barracks.
They were barracks?
Yeah.
And how many braceros to each barrack? Do you remember?
There was about 125 to 150.
Wow. Okay. And you said you provided the beds, or they had the beds there already?
No, we had provided the beds for them there.
When the Mexican officials came, was that often, or how many times a year?
They come about once a week, sometimes twice, about twice a month. Come.
To each different camp, or?
No, they check us pretty close because, you know, there are a lot of these guys that have, we used to take camps over from people that called in, and then that the general contractors would have the camps, and then they weren't feeding them right and so on, so we'd go in and take care of them.
Was that a big complaint, was the food?
Yeah, for the ones we took over, there was a big complaint about food.
Do you remember what their complaints were about the food?
They weren't feeding them right. They were giving them a lot of garbage, more or less.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you take over a lot of camps quite often?
Not that many, but there was some.
Some that you did?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the camp the Del Monte camp was located where?
In Merced. No, Planeta.
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 Can you spell that for me?
P-L-N-A-D-A.
Okay, and what was the temperature like? What was the...
It was about 108.
Wow, okay. And what were the conditions like there for the barracks? And
they were pretty good.
Were they good?
Yeah.
What was the camp with the best conditions out of all the camps that you worked at?
What do you mean?
Who had the best facilities that would for your services?
Well, just about all of them, because we had to keep up, and because the federal government would come in and check, and you had to have everything on the right.
Okay, so you would actually they would inspect the beds and all the facilities, and they had to meet certain code at that time?
Right, yes.
And if they did not, did they always meet code, or if they didn't meet code?
No, they met code.
And that
was my job to take care of that.
So you didn't only handle the kitchen, but you handled the sleeping quarters?
Right.
And did you have to clean those sleeping quarters, or did they maintain their own?
They maintained their own.
Okay, so you would just provide the linens or just the beds themselves?
Yeah, just the linen and the beds.
Now, would you change those out, or?
Yeah, about once a week or so.
Okay, so you had people that would take all the linens and wash them?
Yeah.
Okay. What about... what did the braceros, or on the weekends, what would they do? Did they work all week?
Yeah.
On Saturdays as well?
Right.
And what about on Sundays? What'd they do on Sundays?
Well, they work too.
Oh, they work
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Okay, so they work 7 days a week?
Right.
Okay. And you had to feed them, three meals a day?
Right.
And did they have to, and what was a certain code for the meals? What did they have to be served? What was government?
Well, yeah, they had to have three of beef and three of pork, and once a week you'd serve them tongue or tripe.
And how would that be made?
Into a stew.
Stew?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you serve them stew quite often?
No, once a week. We could use one of those items of, what is it, take what?
The tongue or the tribe?
The tongue, yeah.
Now, is there like a facility to feed them in-house? Because I know you said you traveled to the fields, but was there a camp, in part of the camp, was there a place so they could all sit down and
oh,
eat?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that how you served them breakfast? And
yes.
Okay. Did you serve them at a certain time every morning? I mean, was it?
No, a certain time every morning.
And what time would that be for breakfast?
Oh, about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. And for dinner?
Yeah, about 6 o'clock in the afternoon or so.
Okay. And then breakfast would be the same breakfast every morning, or they just kind of varied?
Yeah, it'd be varied.
Did you ever have trouble retaining the staff out at the camps?
What do you mean?
The people that cooked, did you ever have trouble? I mean,
oh, no.
The high turnover or anything?
Mm-hmm.
They stayed out there?
Right.
Is that due to the wages or the
no, they stayed there.
Okay. So they lived, now did their families come out there with them?
No, they were single people from Mexico. And then the help, they used to go out of the park and pick up guys there. You want to work? And guys, tell them how much a day and so on. So I'd take them back to camp.
Now, would you ever have people that were out in the fields come work inside the kitchen?
Not very often.
Okay. So mainly if they were out in the fields, they stayed out in the fields.
All right.
Okay. Did you, let's talk about, we talked about the Del Monte camp, the Arvin camp. The camp in Lancaster.
They were, let's see, they had two camps there, I think, was it? They grew potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the company?
Jeez, I forgot.
And they're tough questions, so.
I can't remember.
Okay, that's all right. So they grew potatoes, and how large was that camp normally?
It was about 100, 125.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay.
Each camp. I had two camps there.
Okay, so at maximum maybe 400, 500?
No, about 125.
For both camps?
No, each camp.
Okay, so 250 maximum.
Right.
Okay. Tell me about the camp. What was your impression of the camps? I mean, when you first took this job on, I mean, what was your impression?
Well, I had to carry out everything that I was told to do, and they were kept up pretty good.
Were there any orders that you were given that you felt uncomfortable with?
No, only when they'd call and say that there was going to be some more nationals coming in, so I'd have to getting ready for the nationals that came in.
So you worked 6 days a week, 7 days a week then?
7 days a week.
Were you married at that time?
Oh, yeah.
What was the impact on your family?
I was hardly ever home.
I took care of things at home.
How was that on your family, though, since you had to handle everything?
Okay. I handled finances, and I took care of my daughters. And
how many daughters did that
three. Have? And I drove my car, and it was okay, because then the girls went to school, and they were glad to see their father when he'd come home on Sundays.
So he wouldn't come home all week?
No, when he worked out of Merced, he would go to certain camps per day, and sometimes when they would send him over here, he'd be gone all week. He would be over here all week, or towards Sacramento or wherever, Bakersfield.
Yeah,
and
they sent me here. They asked if I wanted to transfer. No, first I came home and relieved a guy because he wasn't doing the right job. So after a while, about 2 months, I went back. And then in about another month, they said, well, you have to move to San Jose. So I had to move, and I came over here.
How many years were you on the job when you moved?
Well, I came here in 57.
How many kids did you have at that point when you moved to San Jose?
Three girls.
Was that hard on your family to move?
The oldest girl took it hardest.
How old was she?
15.
Oh, wow.
And they were just in high school. But they attended Pioneer High School in San Jose, and they met some neighbor girls, Mexican girls too, Mexican families. And then they got adjusted pretty well. And now to this day, they don't want to go back to Merced. They want to stay here.
But then after a while, they were closing the camps. You know, they start selling them, the areas and so on. So they moved me. I had to go to, what was it, Tracy, for the asparagus camps and so on. So I used to go from here down there every day.
And how long is that drive?
Oh, 65. Well, I could go down and come back in the same day.
Now, you have some notes written down.
Oh, just the camps that I had.
Oh, the different camps?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many total camps do you have?
Well, here or in Merced or what?
All over.
Oh, crummy.
Are there any camps that we haven't covered that I'm missing? I have the Arvin camp, the Del Monte camp.
I had Marquise, Takeda Farms.
Can let's talk about Marquise. That's new. What is that camp?
That was in Santa Clara.
Okay, what was the main product there?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes
and lettuce.
Cherries.
And cherries.
And how many bracettos would you imagine?
About 250.
Okay, and the next camp, I'm sorry?
Takeda Farms.
Okay, and can you spell that for me?
Takeda.
And what was there, the product there?
Tomatoes and celery. That's about it.
Okay, where was that located?
It was in Milpitas.
Okay, I think. And this camp, I'm sorry?
Dana Brothers.
And what is that? Where is that?
That was here in San Jose.
And what was the product there?
The tomatoes.
Okay. And how big would that camp be?
About 250.
Now, when you came in, if you were hired to fix the problem, did you have to refurbish the buildings or any work on the buildings themselves, or was it just the beds and just replace the beds?
No.
Or
that was it, just going in there, checking everything right.
What was the biggest reason you would be brought in?
Well, most of the time, these general contractors that had the camps, they weren't feeding the people right, so we'd come in and take over.
Did you ever have a problem with government officials?
No.
State officials?
No.
Where were they? Were you given opportunities if something was incorrect to fix the problem and have them come back at a different time?
No, just once in a while. And I used to, when I was in Bakersfield, I stayed with a guy that worked with the federal government in there at the motel.
Oh, you all housed together?
Yeah.
Now, would he travel as well a lot? Would he travel to all the different camps?
Oh, yeah, he had. That was his job.
And he had to visit them. I mean, were they required to visit the different camps so many times a year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there anything else on your notes that you would like to share? What was your experiences overall?
It was pretty good.
Did you enjoy this job? I mean,
well, and more or less, yeah, it was all right.
What do you think of the Bracetto program?
Well, it was pretty good.
Why?
Because they helped out the state or wherever they were, you know, to help to bring in the crops and so on.
Arguments have been made that they alienated the local community in respects of hiring. That they wouldn't hire locals because they would hire Bracettos for cheaper wages. Do you feel that way, or do you feel that, what is your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts?
Well, I was only right because they were brought here to work, so And it was in the camps in Sparrow's camp down in Tracy. They came in and they closed it up. And they start shipping them back to Mexico.
Why did they close?
Well, they had there was arguments about that they were working taking work from the people here in California.
Do you think they had enough people in California to do the crops? To
no, mm-mm.
There wasn't enough.
No.
So they needed these workers.
Right.
What do you think the Braceros? How do you think they helped the economy or helped?
Well, they didn't do the work, and people wouldn't have the crops to eat.
So you think they were a vital part?
Oh yes, it was a good part
of the community. Were there any experiences that you had, any stories that you would like to share about different camps or the individuals that own these camps?
No, they used to work with us, and you know, and anything we asked them, they did it for us.
What would be some of the things you would ask them to do?
Geez, I can't remember now.
That's okay. That's all right. You mentioned that some of the camps were closing. Were there many camps that were closing while you were?
Yes.
Can you just tell me the names of the camps that closed?
Well, the Marchese and the Rigo brothers and all of them that I had here, the Keita brothers.
And why did they close, do you know?
They were selling, the property was being sold.
And was it sold to another agency? I mean, another?
Well, just home buyers.
So they were selling the land for the?
For the home building.
Was that much more profitable than?
I don't know, I guess now that maybe the guys are tired of growing things and they just wanted to get out of it.
Was that a hard life growing, being on a farm, and from what you could see visually, was that tough?
Oh, yes.
Who was it toughest on?
I don't know. The growers, you know, they had the camps, when they sold it, they made money, so they didn't care.
Okay. So were the growers able to turn a profit with the on the product that they sold?
Oh, yes.
For the most part? Yeah. What would you do? You had just received an order that a camp was closing. What would you all do once the camp closed?
Well, and then they changed me down to the camps in Spurgis, camps in Tracy. So I had to go from here down there.
Now, what was the procedure, though? Who would pick up the beds, or what would happen to the equipment?
Well, we'd take it back to Berkeley.
And what would happen to the people that you had hired?
Well, we would lay them off.
So they wouldn't go to the next camp?
No.
They would just be laid off?
Right.
Okay. Any other stories? There's, I think, a couple of new notes here. Some names that I see.
Well, there's Bill Mabee's camp there where Oak Ridge Mall is.
It was in Oak Ridge?
Yeah. And well, it's still built up there.
Okay. And what was the main product?
Tomatoes.
A lot of tomatoes. Okay. And how many Braceros at that?
Well, that was a big camp. That was like close to 300 people there.
Wow. Do you ever recall hearing any stories of trouble getting the men to the facility, to the place, the camps themselves? Not having enough men or not having?
No, they always had enough men, just when they. Let's see.
Did you ever hear any stories about trouble with the Braceros? Any due to drunkenness or problems within the camps of the Braceros themselves?
No.
Okay.
They were all pretty good. They worked.
Describe a Bracero to me. What would you? If you had to use words to describe a Bracero, what words would you use?
Hardworking.
Well, just hardworking people.
Okay.
Very humble.
A lot of them used to invite me, come on to Mexico and meet me, and so on. So.
Did a lot of them stay in the U.S. or return to Mexico?
They stayed in the U.S.
A large portion of them?
No, not many.
How would they cash their checks? If you did the money orders, how would they cash their checks? Or were they given cash, or?
No, they were given checks to.
Do you know how they cashed them?
I don't remember now.
Okay, I don't know. It just dawned on me. Okay. Are there any other stories you would like to share or recollections of